figure out how to. So we were in. We had gone through the idea of the fact that Israel, I say Yisrael as opposed to the Jews, but same thing. But when we talk about Klal Yisrael, it's more the idea of the neshama of Yisrael. So I say Yisrael as opposed to Yehudim or Jews. We were put into, and we became a nation by going into the lap of Egypt, and that the Egyptians, Mitzrayim, was the antithesis of who we were. So that, and then he explains that the idea of hafachim, the idea of opposites, that in order for us to become who we became, we needed to be in a place that was with the literal, the exact opposite of our, of who we were potentially, and then who we were to become. So much so that at the end of the process, when we became an entity, which was the crossing over to the 600,000 mark, that was like the, that's like the number, right? He explains the idea of six, and then the idea of 600,000. That's the, like, I guess the true expansion into becoming. That when we became a group of 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60, it's at that point that we cross over into becoming an entity unto ourselves. And that at that point, we were like, the play here was the whole time we're becoming within this environment of the opposite extreme of who we were potentially and who we were to become. The complete opposite was the Egyptians. And that we, the way he explains it here, is we were the word is, he goes, it's called Surah HaNivdelet, like the idea of a spiritual entity that is completely separated and removed from the physical. And we were in a place of the most physical, which was Egypt. And so it was necessary. What was interesting, though, is the way he describes it here is that we are almost like within the same category as the Egyptians. So Egypt, even though they were the complete chumrius of the, in terms of the idea of the most physical, and we were the most spiritual, but we're in the same category. And the way he describes it is like, and I think that's where we kind of like finished off, was this idea of when you're talking about things that have an odor. So you have something that smells good or bad, but it's within the realm of the power of odor, of smell. Or if you have something that has a color, so you have different colors that you're, you know, within that category of a color. So you can compare colors, but you're not comparing the smell to a color. It's not in the same. So when it comes to the Egyptians, we're in the same realm as them. We're complete opposites, but at least we're in that same category, as opposed to, which we'll see the contrast is, the Canaanim. Because the way he started out this piece in Perek Daled is he brings down the Medrash. So just going back to the beginning of chapter 4 here, he brings down a Medrash, and it's a Pasuk, really. It's one Pasuk. And from that, the Medrash goes and says, "Kamas eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem b'lo ta'asu, u'chamas eretz Kanaan asher ani mivi etchem shama lo ta'asu." So in this one pasuk, the Medrash then goes on, of Sifri, that where do you see, minayin shelo hayta uma b'umos shahayu darkehem kemo Mitzrayim? Where do we see this idea that they're like, I guess the idea of the worst types of ways, as Egypt, tamalomer, kamas eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem b'lo ta'asu. Like the ways of the Egyptians, of the land of Egypt, where you dwell, don't do. Uminayin shahador ha'achron shahayim lekukalim darkem yoter mikulan tamalom asher yashavtem ba lo tasu. And how do you see that the worst of that was the last generation of Egyptians? It got even worse, and that's where when we became fully developed in the end of the Egyptian story, right before the Exodus. It's at that point that the Egyptians become the worst of the whole time, that because we're playing off of each other, right? So if we're like in our best, most elevated place, then in reaction to that, the Egyptians became the most most decrepit and most, you know, let's just say they dropped to lower levels than ever before. Tamalom or sheyashavtim balotasu minayin sheyishivas Yisrael gamar lehem kol masam elu. And then it goes on to jump, and then it jumps into the idea of the people that lived in Canaan, and it talks about them. But it says minayin shelo hayta uma mekul kalim darkehem yoter min haknanim. So it's different. You see, the difference is that when it talks about Mitzrayim, it doesn't say mekul kalim. It says, where do you see that they are had the worst ways, that they were dark, that they shahayu darkeim, like that they had this awful way? Then we see that it goes into the hadur ha'achron shahayu mekul kalim darkeim yoter mikulan. Then it starts talking about the kilkel in contrast to the beginning generations. But then when it talks about the Canaanim, it's their umak mekul kalim. So it's even there's something even worse, but it's more of the a cursed, something that's more not decrepit. Maybe you'd see the word decrepit, right? So, and then you see, but there's something about that that there's something about something mekul kal that's cursed about Canaan, and that there's something different, that there's this contrast, but there's something a little bit different. Or there's something very different. So in the Maharal's words, the way he talks about these things, he calls the Egyptians the most chomer, like in terms of the most physical. And we, Yisrael, it's Surah HaNivdela, so we're the most elevated and most separated, but our it's a spiritual type of being that is above the fray, above that physicality, okay? But when it comes to talking about the Canaanim, and this is where we're going to pick up here, is something different. It's a very, it's already now, it's kind of like a hybrid compared to what he describes the Mitzrayim, okay? So what we got to, and I don't know, let's see what page, I'm going to try to figure this out quickly here, what page we're on in the, give me a second here. Where is it here? Okay, so where we were up to. Starts with the Chin Masha Amar. Let's see what page that's on. Okay, so if you look at page 3, we'll start from just this idea umipnei, just to like what I just said. Mipnei shamitzrim nimshalim l'chomer. You guys see it? You see that? Page 3, middle.
Mipnei
shamitzrim nimshalim l'chomer. You see that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's okay. So now. Just I'm going over this part just because, again, just to like show, we're going to see the contrast between this and the way he's going to describe the Canaanim. The Egyptians are compared to the most physical, and the Jewish people are to this Surah Nivdelis, this more ethereal, spiritual group that are separated from V'achomer v'hatsurah, v'mesha zeh chumri v'zeh nivdel min achomer. The more that this is physical, this is less. Heim hafachim, they're opposites. Kemo sheit ba'er, l'chach hayu b'chol inya shalhem hafachim. So every aspect of the Jewish people, in contrast to the Egyptians, we're completely opposites, and we play off of each other, being that we are completely opposite. V'kashar Yisrael yoter b'shleimos, and then we, as we became more and more complete and more developed, kashar hayu ru'uyim latzeit l'cheret, now, when we're ready to leave Egypt and go into freedom and to live and to experience freedom and liberty, and to be able to now attain a level of godliness, the Egyptians went even lower. They became even more decrepit. Which it's like thinking like in our day and age, like maybe that means that we have, you know, that we're on the way up if we're seeing such a you know, society going in the opposite direction. But either way, so that's why the place where they were became even more messed up. Right, so now you see that we're playing off, or the Egyptians are playing off of us, the more whole that we became, the more lowly they became. So the place where the Jewish people were, even like the closer they were to where the Jews were, the more messed up those people were. Because again, we play off of them. And they play off of us. Because we're causing them to react because of the fact that we're opposites. Now, here we cross over to the second part, the Canaanim. And when we said that, what? The Canaanim are even more decrepit and more cursed. So let's understand what Canaan was about. We describe the Jewish people as being this spiritual, separated from the physical. But there's also this atzura, hamudbat b'chomer, is you have this like, again, the atzura, like, again, is a form. Like, take it literally, but it's this idea of some kind of spiritual thing, energy, let's call it, but mudbat bechomer is it's completely enmeshed in the physical. Now that's different than the way described in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim are completely chomri, they're completely physical. There's something about the Canaanim that they have some kind of spiritual energy, but it's completely engulfed in and enmeshed in the physicality. Okay, now what does that mean? So let's see. We'll see, and then I'm going to try. It's like very, you know, we have to try to figure out like how this all plays. Remember one thing about, we go back to the beginning of the Torah when it talks about Noah cursing Cham, and he curses Canaan as being the Eved Lama, right? He's always going to be the Eved. He's always going to be subjugated. He's always going to be under someone. Okay, that's what an Eved is, right? A definition, you're under the control of someone else. So now this Canaan, he's considered, he's a tzura hamudbat b'chomer. V'zot hatzura, he tzura hapechusa. So there's some kind of, there's a spiritual element here, but it's of the lowest plane, right? So you're taking something, and it's tzura, so there's some kind of spiritual thing to it, but it's completely like lowly and decrepit and void. Right, so the Egyptians are considered to be like a chamor, like a donkey, and they're considered to be they're compared to an animal. The Canaanim, kach Canaanim, gam kein dom, they're also in that sense they're similar. Right, when it says that by the Akedah, when Avram says, "You guys, Yishmael and Eliezer." So Yishmael is one, Eliezer is Canaan, right? He's Eved Lamo, he's coming from Canaan, and he says, you guys stay here, Ima Chamor, and they say, Am Hadom El Chamor, right? Because you are similar to the Chamor, and the litmus test, just going back to that story, was when Avram sees Har HaMoriah from afar, he sees it, right? And he says to everybody, do you see that? And Yitzhak says, yeah, he sees it. And Yishmael and Eliezer, they don't see it. So they didn't have the capacity, spiritually, to sense, right? What does it mean that they saw? They saw something in a spiritual realm. So here they're coming to the Akedah. Avram looks up, he sees it. He sees the whatever the special, like we don't see, we see it on our spiritual, with our spiritual glasses, right? So he looks up, he sees it. Yitzhak sees it. He turns to Yishmael and Eliezer, who's Canaan, and like, I don't see a thing. It's like, okay, you guys, you stay here with the Chamor, because that's who you are, right? This is what's going on, right? Ki hatzura hamutbat b'chomer nimshal kechomer, because the spiritual that is totally enmeshed in physical is considered to be like the physical. But something's different here, right? Egypt is completely physical. Here is Atzura HaMudbar B'Chomer by Canaan. It's a little bit different. So you have some kind of spiritual energy, but it's completely like messed up because it's completely enmeshed in the physical. Now, Yesh La Mishpat HaChomer B'Chol Ma'aseh, and in essence, it's really treated as something that's completely physical, but its derivation is different than the Egyptians. The Egyptians are completely and never left the realm of the physical. They're just completely physical beings. The Canaanim is something even worse because it's coming from originally from a place of a spiritual derivation, but then it's completely enmeshed in the physical. Now, this is why he says, "V'leficha ha-Canaanim ha-arurim domim l'Mitzrayim." So, in a sense, this is why the cursed Canaanim are similar to the Egyptians. Ki ha-Mitzrim heim ha-Chomer. V'kimochein ha-Canaanim heim ha-Tzura ha-Pachusa ha-Rura asher hu-Mitbat b'Chomer. So just like the Egyptians are physical, so too the Egyptians, which are coming, they're spiritual, but it's of the lowest grade that's cursed because it is completely enmeshed in the physical. V'lefichach yimshach lo min hadvar masher yimshachu achar hachomer v'shavim b'chol davar. So that's why, even though they actually are rooted in spiritual some way, they're completely pulled towards the physical. But v'Yisrael heim chatzura hanivdeles b'altim mutbat b'chomer. Whereas we, Yisrael, is the tzura that's completely separated, completely removed from the any type of being enmeshed in the physical. And like just to stop here for a second and just to like say, like, okay, like give me a nafgamina. So when we're talking about the practical difference here, when we talk about comparing us to the Egyptians, with the Egyptians who are shtufe zima, they're completely involved in sexual impropriety. The Jews in Egypt, who are the Tzura HaNivdeles, that would manifest itself in the fact that they kept their lineage clean. They were not sleeping with people that they were not supposed to be sleeping with. There was a very, they actually kept to that, and that's the idea we said, that when they come out and Hashem starts counting them in the recent parashios, at the end of Bamidbar, we see him talking about how this, with a hey at the beginning, a yud at the end, to show this is to testify to the fact that the Jewish people kept their lineage clean, right? So where does it come from? The idea is because we are for Atzura Nivdelis. We're all human beings, so we have a physical element to us, but our pull is towards the spiritual and to being elevated. Where we'll say the Egyptians completely involved in the physical, and therefore it's expressed in one way completely like out of control sexual, no boundaries, right? But when it comes to the Canaanim, it's even different because they're coming from a spiritual place that's pulled towards the physical. Now here he says, "Umibneshad surah hamut baas hit surah pachusa," and since this surah that is physical and that is it really is the lowest level of a spiritual being that can be. Nemar aleh arur Canaan, right? They're cursed. Vayhi Canaan eved lamo, and they are destined to be slaves. Shehatzura hamutbat hi tzura, because the tzura it still has within it, even though it's mutbat, it's towards the physical, it's still a tzura. It has a spiritual element. Ve'en la shlemos asher roi l'tzura, but by definition, because its pull is so strong away from anything that you would call elevated in terms of what a spiritual being could be, Ein la shlemus asher roi l'tzura. It never gets that place of wholeness. Sheroi shetia tzura nivdelis, to the point where it can become separated from the physical. The tzura chasera varura. So therefore, by definition, can you imagine? Here you have the potential to be spiritual and you never get there to the place of where you're being, you know, drawn to the right things. So in essence, you're lacking, always lacking, and always cursed. It's decrepit. It's like the worst thing you could be is Atzura, spiritual being that's completely enmeshed in the physical. That's completely cursed. V'Atzura hazot ha-mutbat enam ben-choron. It can never be free. Rak Meshubedes Letzur HaNevdelis, all it can be is become stuck under the Tzur HaNevdelis, the Tzura that is actually doing the right thing, of being completely separate and lofty and elevated. So what's interesting here is this idea, what he's saying here, and again, this is still needs, like, I've been working on this, and still I'm not, you know, still trying to get, like, you know, but here are basic points, the headers. But one thing that you have to go back to is this idea of Canaan is Aror. It's complete. It's always cursed, and because of this, it's like this crazy, you know, the way that it's developed, the way that you have this. There's some kind of spiritual thing, but it's so enmeshed and pulled towards the physical that it's perverted. It's a perversion of what a tzura can be. If something can be spiritual, but can't get out of its way because of its pull towards the physical and the lowliness. So here you have something that should be, and it's and by not going in the right direction, it's a perversion of the potential of Tzura. And that's what when we talk about Canaan being cursed, that's the greatest curse. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, if you had the potential to be something great, and you don't, it's like, oh my God, that's horrible. It's like, if you didn't have the potential, okay, who cares, you know? But the fact that the potential is there and goes the other direction, it's like, it's cursed. That's a curse. And it can never get out of it. It'll never be a Ben Chorin, right? Rak Meshubedes Letzur HaNevdelis. It completely becomes subjugated to the Tzur HaNevdelis, which is Yisrael. And that's V'yesh B'shvil Chisaron HaTzura HaMutba, because of this lack in its spiritual makeup. And then shehi tzura chasera, right? It's a tzura that's really lacking. And these are clearly, right, these are very deep ideas that need to, like, to be, we have to, you know, develop it more. But at least here's this on the surface of what is going on. So we have Canaan and we have Mitzrayim, but there's something a little bit different, even though at the end of the day, on the surface, they're both very physical in their nature. When it comes to the two, there is something different because of the where they're coming from. They start out at different points.
Are you saying Egypt has no shot?
But at least it's not. What's interesting is the crazy thing is that there is some kind of connection between Egypt and the Jews, Yisrael. Yisrael and Mitzrayim are connected very deeply, that they play off each other. Like, here's a pure chamar, and here's a pure spiritual. Tzura Nevdelis, real hardcore physicality. And somehow they are playing off each other. And they're also, like, we talked about this idea that they're both, like, of the same, like, you know, classification. They're in that same, and so they play off each other. The Canaan thing, though, it's on a lower level, because they're coming actually from a very, in a way, a similar spiritual, there's some kind of spiritual thing going on there. It's just perverted. It's really perverted. What's interesting, just again as a side, Eliezer, who becomes completely attached to Avram, that's the crazy thing. He comes from Canaan, so he can never really escape his DNA, but he is still Eved Avram. He's like, he's connected, so there's something lofty about Eliezer that's unique, but he's Canaan, and his kids can never marry, because there's this tzura that's mutbat bechomer is cursed. It's like, can never get out of it. It can never get away from that perversion. It's like completely, and it's wild. I mean, again, this needs more thought. But just the basics. It's interesting, because when you go back to that pasuk that he started with at the beginning of this parak. Right, it says, don't do the actions of the Egyptians as in the place that you stayed there. And the actions of the Eretz Canaan, like, it's on the surface, it sounds kind of like the same. But he's saying that there are, if you really tear it apart, it's no Asher Yashavtim by the Canaan. So almost like he's saying, like, you dwelled with the Egyptians. There's something going on. You have a deeper relationship where you play off each other. Asher Yashavtim Ba. But when it comes to Eretz Canaan, I'm bringing you there. But it doesn't say anything about Yeshavtem, or that you will sit, you know, Asher Yeshu, with, you know, it doesn't say that. So it's leaving that out to show that there really is a difference between these two, between the relationship that we're going to have with in Egypt and the one that we're going to have with Canaan. Okay, now. So here's, so now he says like this. V'hakol nirmaz b'inyan Avraham v'hachamor asher rochav alav v'na'ar avimo. And this is hinted to with by Avram, right? He rides on the donkey. The Narav are with him. The young men are with him. Asher amar lehem shvu po im hachamor, which he tells them, you guys stay here with the chamor. Am adom el hachamor. He's like basically saying, you guys sit with the in the chamor section because that's who you guys are. Okay. He Avram dom el tzura nevdelas, because Avram is what he's the tzura. He's the one that's similar to this idea of the lofty and separate out soul, the hachamor who chomer, and the chamor is the idea of the physicality. V'shtei narav asher amar lahem shvu po machamor v'hem hakochos asher him chomrim v'hem utbat b'chomer. They are the powers of the physicality, and they're completely enmeshed mutbat. Their nature is in the physicality. V'lefichach, yeah.
Just thinking about Yishmael, like, yeah. his parents were
Abraham Mitzrayim, and right, so Egypt. His mother's Egypt.
Mother is Egypt, and his father, you know, Hagar and Abraham.
So right.
Shouldn't she be? So maybe that's the mixture that's similar to Canaan. Then is that what you're saying?
No, so that's what the question really is. Like, how do we understand Yishmael in this? Here he's saying Yishmael at the end of the day walks away with the chumrius, because so in this aspect I would say he's more like his mother, right? She's coming from Egypt, right? Hagar is a princess from Egypt, so he would have that, he would display that in this case. But he clearly, either way, however you want to say it, is he deriving from just pure physicality, or has he got a little bit of the mixture of the tzura nivdelet in there that becomes a tzura that's mutbaat b'chomer, you know. Either way, I don't know. I'm not sure Yishmael, right?
Well, maybe he has the same exact mix as Canaan at the end of the day.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe again, there's a little difference here. Not sure. And he doesn't really go and focus on Yishmael here. He talks about Yishmael in other places, not here. So now, bivadai. So clearly Yisrael is like that, this idea of Tzura Nevdel, which we find in Avram to begin with. One of the things, by the way, just as he is that he rides on the Chamor, right? Avram is above the physicality. It's like, you know, that idea, he's riding on it. Okay, now, Mitzrayim him achomer asher amarnu lecha, v'haknanim him atzura hamidbat b'chomer. So Egypt is the like we said before, is the completely physical, and it's Canaan that has this aspect of Tzura that's coming, that has its nature in the physical. Asherhu Aror, which we said that's completely cursed. Mitam Asher Manu L'Chalamala, like we explained. V'Kfar Manu L'Chalamala Ki Hatzura Nevdel Ki Hefech HaChomer. Now this is where. This is what, like you see, there's this connection between the Tzura Nevdelet and the that which is completely physical. They're completely opposites. The Kachatzura Shlema HaNevdelet Hefa Chatzura HaMutmat B'Hachomrit B'Aharura. So too here, he says, the complete and whole Tzura Nevdelet is the opposite of the Tzura HaMutmat HaChomrit B'Aharura. So now that's. So it's interesting. Now, what are we saying here? Think about this. When I'm in Egypt, the Jewish people, we're not completely fully developed. We're just at Tzura Nevdelet, but not fully developed. So what are we? We're playing off of that which is physical. When we finally get to that level where we've developed and we now have a shleimut of the Tzura Nevdelet, what's the opposite of that? The Tzura Hamudbat HaChomrit. Then it's like the Canaanim. it becomes more like the opposite. What's its opposite? It's juxtaposed to the more the Kanan Tsura Mudbat Bechomer. Okay? Because it has it. So now, so he says like this, Ach, Yesh, so Chilik Yesh Bein Shnei Elu Advarim, but there's a difference. Ki Hatsura Havnudelis Hu Hefech L'Chomer. We said that a spiritual being is the opposite of the physical. U'mikoma Kom Yesh Lahem Yichus V'Chibor. But there's still some kind of connection between the two. Mitzad, Sha'achomer V'Hatsura Mityachsim. They relate somehow to each other. Because they literally are of the same coin, but the opposites, literal opposites. So there's somehow there's some kind of relationship between the spiritual and the physical. Because opposites like this have some kind of relationship. They somehow relate to each other in the fact that they're complete opposites. Like he says, Kimo, Luban, Vashech, or Shachros, like just like white and black. Avogav Shem Hafachim, right? White, black, completely opposite. Mityach Simzel is that they still relate because they're both coming from the idea of seeing, right? They're both colors. Kishneam Heim Nichlolim Bimara. Vehem Kolim Hamara. They're part of that, the universe of color, even though Mara here means like of illustration. Shezenote lekatzah lubam, shezenote lekatzah shachros. This is leaning to the white, and this is leaning to the black, but they're really both of the world of color. V'chol hafachim ba'olam heim tachas min echad. So they're part of the same category. In lochein lo hayafachim, because otherwise they wouldn't be opposites. They have to be. There has to be some kind of relationship in order for them to be opposites. Kimo hamatikut v'hashichros she'enam hafachim, right? Sweetness and black, they're not opposites. Ve'im tachas minecha, they're not part of the same category. Kach Yisrael v'Mitzrayim, so too the Yisrael and the Egypt. Afagav she'em hafachim, even though they're opposites. There's some connection. They relate to each other in the fact that they're opposites, but they're in the same category somehow. Because they, in a sense, what he's saying is that they somehow together create or complete themselves. They complete, he says here, they create a reality together. It's like a full picture of a certain type of reality. The davar zeh mityachsut bevadai. Hityachsut bevadai. And that's what we talk about, like this idea that's called a relationship. V'chei ma sheyesh l'Yisrael ma'ala tzura nevdel min hachomer mikol makom yesh kan shita v'chibor. Even the fact that we, the Yisrael, has this elevated spiritual characteristic that is completely separated from the physical, but we still have we have some kind of connection to the physical. Ki atzura hu tzura l'chomer. In a weird way, sometimes the way we define things is by the opposite, right? Sometimes, like I'll say, like this is this because it's not this, right? So in a weird way, our identity is completed by the contrast that exists. So if Yisrael is this Tzura Nevdela, spiritual entity, what really helps complete our identity is the complete opposite, that which is Egypt, which is completely the physical. It's like they play off each other. If we didn't have this type of relationship to each other, there would be no chance for us to have lived in that place. The fact that we live there shows that we have some kind of relationship. That by definition, we would never have lived there if this relationship, if this connection, if this hityachsut, as he calls it, this type of connection exists. So it's kind of like, you know, the fact that the Jewish people, you know, went down to Egypt and then become a nation within that environment, by definition, says that we have some kind of very deeply rooted connection and relationship to who they were. How so? By being complete opposites. But there's some kind of deep, very deep embedded relationship. Ityachsut is like a great word. It's like a real connection that exists there. So the Alpha Gav Shekfar Amarnu Lemala Ki Lachach Nishtabdu B'Mitzrayim B'nei Shayu Mitzrayim Hefech Lahem. And so even though we said earlier that's why we were sent down to Egypt to become slaves, because they were the opposite to us. Lachach Hayu Mishubadim Mitzrayim V'Haya Mikavim Bahem V'Avadum V'Nuotam. And that's why this idea of we come down to be subjugated under them. Mikom Malkom. We would never have lived there if not for the fact that we were the opposites. So the fact that we were such opposites also shows the relationship between the two. Because again, it's like we help define each other, but by that also there's some kind of deep connection that exists there. And that's why they play off each other. Sweetness doesn't play off of black, and something that's hot is not going to play off of black. It's only going to be something that's hot that's going to play off of cold, because that's the same quality, right? So things that are the same quality and the same category are going to play with each other. So the same idea here goes with Egypt and Yisrael. So too, the idea of sweetness with something that's not bitter, it's sharp, right? But again, it's within the taste, within that category of taste, right? Because they're part of that same grouping. This is interesting. So he just shows another play. What does it say in the Torah? Are the Egyptians allowed to marry into the Jewish people? And the answer is, by the third generation they can marry in. Klomar. Just like we say, okay, it's true that they're the opposites. They're not completely separate. And that's why the third generation, so we see there is this very deep connection. Even though it's opposites, within that, there's some kind of connect. Whereas Canaan, the Canaanim who are cursed are similar to this idea of the tsura hamitbat b'chomer. So it's a tsura, something that's spiritual, that's deeply, it's in its nature is connected and meshed in the physical. V'zot hatsura ha'pachusa ha'arura eina mitachedes u'mitachesed klalim hatsura ha'kedosha ha'nivdelet. There's no connection between this being, this entity that is cursed, that it can connect, that it has any type of relationship with the idea of the Tzura HaKadosh HaNevdelet. Kima yiyah hayichus bein Tzura l'Tzura. What would be the connection? You're going to tell me just because they're both Tzuras? No. What does it become? It becomes that this, by its nature, the tzura hamutbat bechomer, the nature of what the Canaan was, is that its tzura is so perverted that it when it comes to relating to the elevated nature of the Jewish soul, we'll call it. It automatically becomes subjugated to that. I mean, in the Canaan, that tzura, called the tzura hamitbat b'chomer, becomes subjugated to the tzura hanadelis. So therefore now, aval bevoam Yisrael eretz lo hayu avadim lahem. But when the Jewish people came to the land, they were not slaves. meaning they were lo avadim lahem l'chach nemar lo tichayek kol neshama. That's why it says the Egyptians were not. No, sorry, keep on saying it. The Canaanim were not slaves to the Jewish people at that point, the Yisrael, and therefore the directive was you have to kill all the people that live there. V'nemar v'im lo tarishu yoshvei haretz m'pnechem v'haya asher totziru mehem l'shachem etzaru etchem al haretz harei shabir b'zeh. Ki hatzura hapchusa mitzira et hatzura hashlema. Ki hatzura meikot zo et zo bevadai. Things that are closely, but it's not a conscious, but he says, basically, they ended up causing difficulty or anguish, or they gave them trouble, let's just say it that way. So when Yisrael comes to the Canaan, the nature of who they were, the Tzura Pchusa, ended up causing trouble to the Tzura Hashlema. Ki Hatzurat Meikot Zo Et Zo Bevadai. It's like it takes away. There's no connection. If anything, it's just one takes away from the other. The emet hu ki dvarim elu hem yoter v'yoter amukim od b'inyan haknanim asher hem nivdalim in Yisrael ach elu advarim miktsad advarim. So he's saying this whole idea that we're describing here of the nature of what Canaan was is such a deep idea that we're just talking about like on a very basic level at this point. I want to say like this again, like I was thinking about like what. You can find a group of people that have some kind of, we'll call it ruach, right? So the ruach means like they have some kind of spirit. But then when you get into it, that spirit is perverse because it's pulled and it really becomes very enmeshed in the physical, you know, aspects of the world. So that's what we're saying about Canaan. Like Canaan is different. Is opposed to Egypt. Egypt's coming from, like, we're not playing games. We're just physical beings that enjoy the physical pleasures. The Canaanim, on the other hand, when he calls about the Tzura HaMutbaat B'Chomer, is that it's coming from, there's some kind of spiritual energy there, but it's so perverted because it's going, you know, in a direction that, you know, going towards the Chomer, towards that physical. But it's because of its beginning, its roots are in that has some kind of spiritual element. It's like really perverse. That's much worse than a guy who's just completely like, right? So he's going from he's coming from a range, and so there is something there, but then it's taken to into a bad place. And then when you take the tzura, something that's spiritual like that, and you put it together with the tzura hanivdelis, the more elevated soul, which is Yisrael. And you put those two together, it's like it causes pain. It actually will cause pain, and it will really like cause problems in a very different way than it, because it's almost like it clouds things, right? There's more of a cloud. There's more of this, you know. It becomes very cloudy and very not as distinct. When you take a hefech, a pure hefech, you take the opposite of what Egypt was. As much as it caused, you know, at least it was clear. There was a clarity of the differences, right? So when you have something that's a little bit more similar, even though it's really messed up, it gets a little bit more tricky, right? So l'chach, nemar shelo haya uma bekilkel kamo umat kinanim. So we're saying that when it comes to like the idea of the thing that's perverted or messed up, there's nothing like the kinanim. In the sense of the beginning point of the tzura aspect, that already, you know, it's coming from that place, but it's coming from a very lowly place, but it's coming from that tzura side. That's the opposite. But that's exactly why they're the most cursed and the most perverted and most messed up of all the nations. The Hador Ha'achron who Yoter Mikol Kal Ki Achar Shehem Hafachim LiYisrael Kasher HaYisrael Mishleimut Zeh Haya Bedor Ha'achron Asher Yatzu Yisrael MiMitzrayim Shehayu BiYoter Shleimut. So then it's interesting when you read the original Sifri, it was kind of like in the middle. It was going from the Egypt side over to the Canaan side. So if we go back, just look at the beginning here again, the beginning of chapter 4. on page one, when it says here, "Kimasa Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshavtem Balotasu Kimasa Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Meviatchem Shama Lotasu B'Sifri Minayin Shelo Haita Uma BeUmos Shahayu Darkeim Kimo Mitzrayim," where you see that there's no nation that's as bad, let's say, but in their ways as Egypt. Tamalomer Kimasa Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshavtem Balotasu Uminayin Shehador Ha'Acheron Shahayu Mikul Kolam Darkeim Yoter Mikulan Tamalomer, Yasher Yashavtim Ba Lotasu. So that sounds like it's talking about Egypt. It's the last generation of the Egyptians before we leave. They were the worst. Asher Yashavtim Ba. Okay? Minayin Shishivat Yisrael Garmalahem Kol Hamasim Ailu. But where do you see that living in Israel caused them all these things, that they're bad ways? Tamalomer, Asher Yashavtim Ba Lotasu. Now, what does that sound like? It sounds like it's talking now about Canaan. It shifted from, it's taking Asher Yashavtim Ba, which was, if you read the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk, it's talking about the Egyptians. But now it's when it's talking here in the Sifri, he's starting to make it sound like Asher Yashavtim Ba is referring to the Canaanim. And that last generation also might be talking, it's not clear. And then he goes on to talking about the Canaanim with clarity. So here, when he says here, Lechach Nemar, going back to the end of the chapter, Lechach Nemar, Shelo Haya Uma Betilkel Kama Uma Umat Canaanim, there was no one that was more cursed than and perverse and messed up as the Canaanim. Ki mitzad ha-tzura ha-pchusa shebehem, heim hefech Yisrael ha-tzura shlema. Right, the fact that they have a spiritual beginning with some kind of roots of spirituality there, or some kind of spiritual potential, but it's on the lowest level. That's completely opposite of what this high level tzura of the Jewish people. U'memeikachim mikol kolam yoter mikol umas. But that's exactly why they're the most messed up. And the last generation is the most messed up, because they are the most opposite of Yisrael. When we were at that level of the highest level, so now it's talking clearly about the Egyptians. Okay, that last generation, when we were on the loftiest level of our time there, that's when the Egyptians were the opposite, because they always played off each other. They became the most messed up there. But also, Kenegdo is Kilkel Kananim. So too, you'll have the comparison, because then when we come down, we'll have the playoff of us to the Kananim. And they're the most decrepit, the most perverse, most messed up. So we now, after all of this, we understand, if you want to know, why is it that we start out, why does the Jewish people of all the places have to go and live amongst the Egyptians, right? And why was it so difficult to go out from there? We understand, because we became completely enmeshed, but we had to go there because there was something about the Egyptians that we were able to play off of, because of the opposite of our natures. Right? So that we understand now. But now, va'od yitba'er inyan yeshivat yisrov mitzrayim be'ezos Hashem b'prakim abon. And we'll also understand why, right? We'll get more into the depths of why exactly we were there. But we see already we've developed for ourselves an understanding as to what, you know, like right here Avram is told by the Bris Ben Bsarim, right, it's going to be never identifies the place. So why is it Egypt? And the answer is because there's something about the physicality of Egypt that would help us, the Surah HaNevdelis, this very spiritual and lofty group of people that have this incredible potential of this elevated soul that we were gifted with. That had to develop in the place of Egypt, of what Egypt was, of the physical, that really physical, banal type of existence. And from there, we develop and come out of there, and we go to a place which has got this other group of people that is an issue, but there's something a little bit different now in terms of the way we would relate to that. In a certain sense, it's interesting that we can be avadim to the Egyptians and emerge from that. But then when we get to Canaan, I guess when we finally integrate with them or mix with them, the comparison between the spiritual of what we are and what they were, they automatically, because of the perversion of what they did with the soul, is that they have to automatically become subservient. They fall under us. They become avadim to us, and they're cursed, they're Arurim, they're Mekukalim, and it's maybe it's in when you put the two together that it's so clear that these guys are so messed up, and that, you know, kind of plays out when we're together with them. It's kind of interesting. The next thing in chapter 5, which we'll get to next time, he starts talking about Avram, and that Avram, you know, we talk about the idea of the Avos being Masa Avos Simul Abanim. What happened to them was a precursor, a foreshadow of what's going to happen to us. So now we get into this. He develops this idea of what Egypt was. So then he talks about Avram was born in Or Kasdim, who the Kasdim were, and that this is it all started with Avram. Whatever we're seeing played out with us in Egypt is what happened with Avram. And then he goes into like discussing the position of the Ramban. Takes the Ramban, rips him apart. It's a beautiful thing when you see an Achron who lived in the 1500s going after a Rishon, who, like, you know, you think he can't touch him, and he goes right after the Ramban and takes him to task. But it's really beautiful the way he develops Avraham, like, we, you know, getting into the guts of like what Avram was, who he was, where he came from. And it's so much of like, we want to understand who we are. We have to understand who Avram was and where he came from, and then from there, where Avram was going is where we want to go. That the fulfillment of all these promises of what was beginning with Avram, this is how we understand like who we are. And then once we go through something like this, and we, you know, you have someone start saying why the Jews living in Israel, like what's a Zionist? It was only a creation of 100 years ago. You could say, like, what are you talking about? From the beginning of time, the Jewish people have had this incredibly deep connection. It started with Avram Avinu. Our father Avram has, and so this, like, who are you talking about? Because the Holocaust? That's why we're talking about going back thousands and thousands of years. Like, the beginning of our coming to a nation is our relationship to the land of Israel was there, right from the get-go. So it's like almost, it's silly. It's like, you know, it's a narrative that you know, when you play that game, it's a slippery slope. As we go through the morale, this is why I think it's such a fundamental safer to learn as any Jew needs to understand, like, what's it all about? It starts from the beginning. And then, the whole path that we travel, why Egypt? So we touched that tonight as the last two times, like, as to why we had to be in that place to become, to like develop from the opposites of what they were. Any questions, comments?
It seems like the like everything that's opposite actually touches at some point.
Right,
love and that's hate, black and white, sexuality, arias and spirituality.
Yeah.
There's a place that it connects.
And they have to connect. Meaning the more that they're opposites, but within the opposites, although not all, but it has to be in the, there has to be some kind of, they have to be in the same plane, right? That idea of the same category, right?
What's interesting, they might actually be the same. I don't know, I'm just talking. They might actually be the same. They just manifest differently.
Okay. Well, it could be. I mean, again, but what's interesting, and that's what needs to be thought about. Like, I still want to understand and have to look more into see. Like, he says it in different ways in different places about what it is about the Kananim. This idea of the Tzura Hamudbat B'Chomer is. I mean, in a way, there are groups of people. I'll say it like this: there are groups of people that have a certain spirit, but within that spirit, they actually are pulled. You can see they're pulled towards the physical. They're very physical in their nature. So there's a spirit there. There's something. There's a certain energy, but that energy is mutbat b'chomer. It's very much caught up and pulled towards the physical. Whereas with the idea of the tzura hanivdeles, hakadosha, is saying that there's a spiritual thing that's completely not. Yeah, we all have physicality pulls like normal. But like the real pull of the Yisrael is towards the lofty, towards that spiritual loftiness. So yeah, we could be, you can go and you can, It's almost like it's a charade. When you go and you do the physical things in that, it's almost like it's not who in the essence of who we are. We, on the other hand, are very much, we by our nature are ethereal and pulled towards that higher, lofty spiritual plane. And it's almost like we're out of character when we're doing the other stuff.
But we needed it. In Yoma, it was just a few weeks ago, the Duff, we were talking about how they wanted to get rid of
Well, yeah, for sure. No,
Yitzhak Rosh.
so there is definitely right. So in that sense, yeah, there's a the Yetzirah is you know where we need that. Otherwise, yeah, for sure. But what but it's almost like he's saying here, I would think the difference is that when like what are we, who are we in our essence? It's not, it's not the guy.
Which one controls the other? Which one
Right.
controls the other? How do we use it to good?
Right. It's like when I go to the Yankee game and I see the guy who tells me that when he gets his check after working for 2 weeks and he comes and spends it on the beer there and that's his life. And
Right.
I come to the Yankee game, we're crossing paths. But
Right.
that's not my aspirations are not that. Right. So we're at the same Yankee game, but we're coming from two different, very different places, and we're going back to very different places. And my and our life paths are very, very, our trajectories are very different, right? So this
So there's I was thinking about Elif Hevelot, the Muslims. And they have this thing like if you do this so-called spiritual thing, everything I'm talking about is a perversion. I'm just saying
right.
it's what they say. And you blow yourself up, you get to go to heaven for
For,
7 days.
and it's just, and it's and
That's
it's right.
pastime.
And, right? I mean, that's what
And
exactly.
they're like mixing all this stuff up.
Correct.
They're perverting everything. Like nothing is right.
And so
It's
what are
perverted.
we, what's our symbol? We talk about food. We'll be sitting around, but obviously it's not a physical thing. It's like that was a joke, but clearly, but the
No, it
but I
tastes
think
like, I
that's,
think the Leviathan is going to taste like chili and sea bass.
ooh, you never know. Or it's not going to taste like anything. But yeah, so the, how many, but understood. That's a story. So that's,